This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Peru's newest president, Dina Boluarte, swore in her cabinet on Saturday, just 3 days after becoming the country's first female head of state, and asked each minister to pledge not to be corrupt while in office. The 17 ministers picked by Boluarte, who on Wednesday was elevated from vice president to replace the ousted Pedro Castillo as the country's leader, will be central and either inflaming or calming a South American country experiencing a seemingly endemic political crisis. Boluarte presented her centrist government amid demonstrations across Peru, calling for her resignation and the scheduling of general elections to replace her in the Congress. Police elements contained the protests at different times, but so far authorities have not reported any injuries or arrests Saturday in Lima. During the annual Nobel Peace Prize ceremony, Norwegian Nobel Committee leader Berit Riis-Andersen notes that the Peace Prize is being awarded while the brutal campaign continues against Ukraine.
We meet at a time when democracy and freedom are in decline globally, and when there is a brutal war of aggression in Europe with disruptive global effects.
The winners of this year's Nobel Peace Prize from Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine share their visions of a fairer world and denounce Russian President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine during Saturday's award ceremony. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Edward Uranian shares more analysis following Chinese President Xi Jinping's trip to Saudi Arabia and the multilateral China-Arab summit that concluded on Friday.
Paul Sullivan, a Washington-based Middle East analyst with the Atlantic Council, tells VOA that the China-Arab summit was lots of PR and propaganda for China. He argues that China and others are pushing the idea that the U.S. withdrew from the region, but it hasn't. He points out that many U.S. companies do business in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and other Arab countries, while the U.S. Fifth Fleet and the U.S. Air Force are still present at Saudi Arabia's Al Udeid Air Base. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Activists like Patrick Nadeau of Birds Canada said that the UN Biodiversity Summit in Montreal, Canada, could fail to meet the urgency of the issue, with roughly 1 million plant, insect, and other animal species now being threatened with extinction.
Today is the International Day for Human Rights, and human rights are nature rights, so it's really important that at COP15 we adopt a rights-based approach to conservation.
Delegates from 193 countries at the summit are considering 24 targets, including pollution cuts and protecting 30% of the world's land and sea by 2030. The summit ends on December 19th. Australian scientists have discovered a deep ocean shark's graveyard containing fossilized teeth of the ancient ancestor of the Megalodon shark. Phil Mercer reports that they've also found a new species of shark.
The discoveries were made across two expeditions on the research vessel Investigator, which is operated by Australia's National Science Agency, the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, or the CSIRO. At depths of more than 5 kilometres, researchers have recovered remnants of ancient and modern sharks, including the teeth of a 12-metre-long shark that was the closest known relative to the mighty Megalodon. It's considered to have been one of the most powerful predators ever, but it died out about 3.5 million years ago. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
Facing a surge in COVID-19 cases, China is setting up more intensive care facilities and trying to strengthen hospitals as Beijing rolls back antivirus controls that confine millions of people into their homes, crushed economic growth, and set off protests. A cabinet meeting called for full mobilization of the health system, including adding staff to ensure their combat effectiveness and increasing supplies, drugs, and that's according to state media. I'm Steve Miller.